Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
SEPTA service has been fully restored, but riders are now paying more for that ride. KYW's Tim Jimenez is at the Wissahickon Transportation Center this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yes, SEPTA had a lot of work to do to restore all the service that was cut or reduced in the last 3 weeks. They're in the process now of taking down the thousands of signs they put up at stations and bus routes throughout the region. They had to update the schedules for riders. You go online, you see the updated schedules now. And, of course, the work schedules for all the employees. So here we are, the first school and work day that service is back to normal. A good thing for riders, though, there is this costly catch. The 21.5% fare hike is now in place. That means the base fare for Metro service is $2.90. That's up from $2.50. But what really stands out here is the cost for monthly passes. A monthly trans pass that went from $96 to $116. The most expensive monthly trail pass for regional rail, that's now $255. That is a $51 increase. SEPTA says all this extra money is needed, even though it was able to get state approval to tap into capital transit funds, which will help fund the agency for the next couple of years. But SEPTA officials are still calling on lawmakers, Carol, in Harrisburg to figure out long-term funding so they can stop kicking this financial can down the road.
All right, thank you, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez at the Wissahickon Transportation Center.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.